Chapter 28, Blackbeard's Ship. We're heading toward the Kingdom of Fairies to save Queen Blossom, who's in trouble, I explained to Shelley. The turtle nodded. May I come with you? She asked shyly. I shook her paw. We would be honored, I said. This made Scribblehopper super excited. Now there will be three of us. We can be a team. We should make a name for ourselves. How about the Three Musketeers? He suggested. No, we're not all mice. How about the Dream Team?
No, that's just sappy, said Scribblehopper.
What about the Order of the Fairy Queen? Offered Shelley. We shook in agreement.
Long live the Order of the Fairy Queen!
Just then, an icy wind made my whiskers quiver. Queen Aquafin had stirred up a hurricane to destroy us. This high wind whisked the sun and palm trees from the island into the sky. They tossed us around like wet socks in a clothes dryer. How much time had passed? Seconds? Hours? Finally, the whirlwind died down and we found ourselves back on the beach. Shelley had cut herself on a sharp reef. I ripped off a strip of cloth from my shirt and bandaged up the wound. It wasn't an easy thing to do. You see, the sight of blood makes me feel faint. Just as we were breathing a sigh of relief, a ship appeared on the horizon. Rats! Blackbeard's ship was sailing right for us! Shelley told us to climb onto her back. She swam towards the citron door. That would lead us to the Kingdom of the Dragons. The turtle stopped at the door. I must leave you now, she said. My injury will only slow you down. Thanks for letting me be part of the team. I felt awful. Shelley would never have been her if she hadn't tried to help us.
Don't go, Scribblehopper and I cried.
But Shelley just smiled. It's okay, she said. Don't be sad. Remember, the hearts of friends will always be together. The turtle pointed to a large yellow stone hidden in the palm trees. There's the citrine door that will take you to the Kingdom of the Dragons, she said. It was midnight. We had to hurry. Waving goodbye to Shelley, we walked through the citrine door. Yeah, Blackbeard. Blackbeard was a pirate in the 1700s. His name was Edward Teach, but he had more than 10 nicknames. He always carried 6 pistols and he had at least 14 wives. Before each battle, he would braid his long black beard with cloth strips. He would scare his enemies by setting the cloth strips on fire, so it looked like he was enveloped in flames.